Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
One of the worst losses of the year for the Warriors here in Salt Lake City. They shot 52 threes. They finished with 48 points in the paint and really should have taken advantage of that probably more, that they could get to the rim whenever they want. And the Warriors tonight, I thought, were very sluggish. They looked like they had just woken up from a nap at times. Their focus wasn't there. Attention to detail wasn't there, whether it be the time change, not so sure, but silly fouls in the first half. Malachi Leone's fouling Kevin Love by closing out to the wrong side. Foul by Pat Spencer as Sensabaugh was driving back. He had no chance to catch him, just took a swipe at the ball. And the multiple and ones tonight for Utah. And as a result, they took 29 free throws. Warriors took 21. They closed that up toward the end. But Utah was 27 of 29. Warriors were 14 of 21. In both the losses on this road trip, the Warriors missed multiple free throws. And that has got to stop if you're going to win some games. And, you know, like we said before, there's a lot going on for Golden State right now in terms of the number 8 position. And you don't want to fall to 9 and 10 because that means you got to go at least to 2 games. If you're at 7 or 8 and you win the 7 and 8 play-in game, you're in the playoffs as the number 7 seed. If you're the 9 or 10, you win that, then you've got to beat the loser of 7-8. So either way, you know, you're setting yourself up for a real tough run tonight, a tough run at the end of the year if you don't take care of business now. And, of course, trying to do it without Steph Curry, but the Jazz were severely undermanned as well. Well, the Warriors, I mentioned, they got 22 from Melton, 15 from Gui Santos. I thought by far he was the best player for the Warriors in the second half and got to the rim multiple times, 6 of 13 shooting. Didn't hit his threes tonight. He was 1 of 7, but he played really well. 8 rebounds, 5 assists, active on the defensive end. He was one of the bright spots in tonight's contest. They did get scoring from multiple places. Pajemski had 14 in 35 minutes. He missed 4 free throws that were huge coming down the stretch. Then you had 13 from Gary Payton the second, 11 from L.J. Cryer, who was, again, a breath of fresh air, 5 boards, 2 assists in 17 minutes, played very active. Nate Williams scored 12 in 13 minutes and 4 rebounds. And then the 13 for Seth Curry in his first game in a couple of months. Knocked down 4 shots, 2 threes, hit all 3 of his free throws, and had a rebound. You know, they're not going to push his minutes right away. Simply because of the injury that he had, nerve injury in his leg. And so hopefully getting him back is going to help Golden State with a lot of things, with their shooting and with certainly their spacing, because you have to honor his spot on the floor. So I think that's gonna help Golden State in the final few games of the year. And hopefully his brother, who is going to get reevaluated, I believe, on Wednesday, the 11th, hopefully Steph Curry will come back as well, and that certainly changes everything. That changes the whole dynamic for the Golden State Warriors.